The Lord be with you. Last Christmas, I was at a large family gathering. Yeah, we could actually do those things last Christmas, but I was at a large family gathering when a cousin who lives in a different state, she tells me that she was sorry that she'd not gotten to know my father. And you know, when she told me she'd not gotten to know my father, I was sad. I mean, I was sad because I really love my father. My father was a wonderful man. I was proud to be his son. I was proud to tell people about my father. And so that night, I'm driving home. And I had this new understanding of Christmas. I saw that Christmas is about Jesus longing for you and me to know his father. And so Jesus comes because Jesus wants us to know his father. Jesus loves his father. He loves to tell people about his father, and he wants us to know his father. And so, yeah, I really think that is Christmas in a nutshell, that Jesus wants us to know his father, and he wants to take us to be with his father. I want to read to you a fascinating verse. It's Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus is speaking, and Jesus says, "No one knows the Father except the Son." Let me read that again. "No one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And so Jesus comes on that first Christmas for the purpose of you and me getting to know his Father, but getting to know his Father like Jesus knows his Father. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 18 says, "No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." So Jesus comes to earth. He comes from close to the Father's heart. He comes to earth to show to us, to reveal to us, the Father. I think my dad would have called Jesus, he would have reverently called Jesus, a chip off the old block. I mean, you see Jesus and you see the Father. Scottish theologian Thomas Torrance tells of a time when he was an army chaplain during the Second World War, and he comes across a soldier who is mortally wounded. And the young man looks up at Torrance, and he asks, "Padre, can you tell me, is God really like Jesus?" And just moments before the young man dies, Thomas Torrance gets to tell him that, yes, God the Father is just like Jesus. In fact, in John chapter 14, verse 9, Jesus says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." So if there are moments that you wonder, what is God like? Well, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus welcoming sinners. Look at Jesus hanging out with publicans and sinners, and you see what his Father is like. And so that you and I would get to know what his Father is like, Jesus tells this magnificent story, where for the sake of the story, Jesus tells about the worst person you could think of. I mean, he tells about a guy who's a total ingrate. He's a pitiful excuse for a son. He's a worthless kid who takes his father's inheritance. He runs off to the far country. He just throws away his dad's hard-earned money on prostitutes and parties. And then he runs out of money. And so he starts heading home. And as Jesus tells the story, the father sees his son, Jesus says, while he is far off. And Jesus says that the father runs to his son. I mean, the old man is sprinting. And before the son can get out one word of repentance, before the son can begin to say, "Dad, I'm sorry," Jesus says that the father puts his own signet ring on his son's finger. He puts shoes on his bare feet. And the father says, "Let's party. My son has come home." You see, Jesus wants us to know how much you and I are loved and forgiven by his Father. And that's why Jesus teaches us the ABCs of how to pray. Jesus says we are to pray how? Well, we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." Jesus wants us to know his Father's heart like Jesus knows his Father's heart. And the Bible calls all of this, it calls it adoption. That is, by faith in Jesus, by simply believing in Jesus as the way to the Father, we are adopted. We are made full-fledged members of God's family so that we are coming to know God more and more as Father. Several years ago, I served on the board of a Christian adoption agency, and one day I met a young family, had two cute little boys, and you know, one of the boys said to me, he said, one of us is adopted, but I forget which one. That's how we are loved and adopted into God's family. We are loved as Jesus is loved. There's a beautiful scene in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 17. It's right after the resurrection. And Jesus says to Mary Magdalene, "Go to my brothers and say, I am ascending to my Father and your Father." You and I, we get to call Jesus Father, our Father. And it's not a matter of church membership or being religious. It's not a matter of trying to be good. It's believing in Jesus Christ. It's believing in Jesus as the way. As Jesus said, no one comes to the Father but through me. Now in Galatians chapter 4, verse 7, it says that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Daddy. So the Holy Spirit, who lives in every one of us who believes in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is prompting us. He is urging us to go to God the Father and to cry, Abba, Daddy, Father. So as you're getting ready for Christmas, keep in mind why Jesus came. Jesus came because he longs for you and me to know his Father like Jesus knows him. He wants you to know that you are loved and cherished by Abba Father. So that gets me to thinking, well, why don't we just take the next few moments to be still, and to just let Father love us. And as the Holy Spirit urges us, we cry out, Abba, Abba, Daddy, Father. Someday I do want to tell you more about my dad, but I do always like to tell you about our Father who is in heaven. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thanks for listening. Until next time.